I've been here a couple of times, and I have not noticed if there are any of those cameras in the intersections as you drive around here. I haven't seen any, but where Sheila and I live, there's cameras in several areas. And the other day, I don't know if you've ever been stopped, but if you see this flash, you know you've been nailed. Well, the other day, I drove through an intersection, and there goes the flash. And I thought, this is one of the first times I'm actually doing the speed limit. So I turned around and went back through, going slower. And the flash went off. So I thought, that's not right. There's something wrong with this. I turned around again and went faster. And the flash went off. And I thought, something's wrong. But I just drove on to where I was going. And a week later, I got 3 tickets in the mail for not wearing a seatbelt. So, I'd like to talk about one of the things that cursiistas do is I think we like to invent our own cursio speak. We invent our own words. We've stolen some from the Spanish. Then we just go ahead and invent some other words. It's like fourth day. Fourth day is not really a thing. We just call it the fourth day. But my talk is living the fourth day, which basically was 2 talks. It was group union and Altrea, and we just kind of put those together. But fourth day is so much more than just group reunion and Altrea. But those are very important. I don't know if you've ever, messed around with a campfire or something like that, but if you see a little ember, a little burning chunk of wood fall out of that fire, it starts to go out when it's all by itself. Because there's nothing else supporting it. So that little coal will start to cool off. But if you kick it back in the fire, real quick, it starts to take back off again. If I am left to my own devices, I will crash and burn. I will fail. I need you guys. I need the support of my brothers. And with Curcio, that's built in to the movement. I meet once a week with a bunch of guys that if I didn't start off having to meet with these guys, I probably wouldn't like most of them, but I've come to love them. I've come to love them. We love our idiosyncrasies. Sometimes we don't get along, but we still get along. We still love each other. And it's important to have brothers like that. And I'm sure with the gals, you got your sisters. It's the same thing. If we don't keep meeting, if we let something like COVID scare us into staying away, the evil one will do anything he can to stop us from, getting closer to God. And this is what we need to get closer to God, is Curcio. We'll start off with the group reunion. We need to. I didn't understand that when I first started. When I first made my weekend, the weekend was a weekend. It wasn't the rest of my life. And people that tried to tell me, well, it's the rest of your life, you have to make this your apostolate. I got so many other things in my life that was taking up my time. My wife and I were teaching confirmation. We were doing pre-marriage class. We had young kids. And I thought, I don't have time to do this. But I have time once or twice a year to work on a weekend. And so that's what Curcio was for me, was just this wonderful weekend. And I always worked in the kitchen because I preferred the kitchen. And we could do all kinds of fun things, and I didn't have to answer to any rector or vice rector or something like that. I could just work in the kitchen and cook, and that's what I like. That was Curcio to me. That is not Curcio. It's part of Curcio, but Curcio is so much more afterwards. And then that's where we get our fourth day, is all the stuff that happens afterwards. The weekend, like I said, was very important. It was a big part of my life until a guy named Pete Jankola. Some of you probably never heard of him, but Pete was big in the Seattle area. And Pete called me up one day and says, hey, we're working a weekend, and I want you to work in the Royal Room. I want you to be the rector. I said, I've never even been in the Royal Room since I made my weekend 20 years ago. I've always worked in the kitchen. He goes, that's okay. He says, we'll get you through it. We'll teach you. And so, unfortunately, Pete went on to go live his fifth day before I could work that weekend. But it happened soon after that. And so that was different. And it wasn't my choice. I was pushed into it, but it was different and it was good. You know, so I didn't know that I'd be able to do that. But what I have found is that doing the work of God, the only ability you need is what we refer to as availability. You just have to be willing to say, yes, it's me, Lord, I'll do it. You just have to be willing to do that. And through group reunion, that's where I get my support. That's where I get my courage. You know, because guys will say, do it, Steve, you can do it. And I go, no, I can't. Yeah, you can. You know, and they laugh at me as I go off and do what what they want me to do. But I'm not holding this, but I'm moving my head back and forth. So I'll try not to do that. It's through group reunion that I get my courage. Group reunion is great. It's fun. It's perfect. You know, and there's for me, there's still no women allowed. You know, so it's just guys. You know, and we always talk about church. it's great. But if all you do is group reunion, if that's what turns into Curcio for you, you're missing so much more. You know, because the group reunions need to group also, and that's where we get Altrea. Onward, let's go, let's do this, encouragement. So the group reunions need to have a group reunion. You know, just to keep things up, just to keep things going. Otherwise, like that little charcoal that fell out of the fire, we're gonna cool off. You know, we're gonna start missing stuff. And you see how much of a crowd we got here? You know, 2-3 years ago, it was more. You know, and 4 years ago, it was more than that. But things are just starting to cool down. And we've gotta fan those embers. We gotta keep things going, or we're gonna crash and burn. You know, Curcio is too important to us. You know, we've got to be able to do God's work. And, you know, unless we've got, you know, our piety study in action that keeps us, you know, learning, keeps us praying, keeps us, you know, practicing this stuff, it's not going to happen. So the Altrea, you know, is just as important as group, you know, as our group reunion. And that's post-Curcio stuff. I didn't know there was something called post-Curcio and pre-Curcio when I went through my weekend. It was just Curcio. You know, and Curcio was just this wonderful 3-day weekend. But it's all important. You know, so post-Curcio is not what happens after your weekend. It's all the stuff that goes on prior to the next weekend, which leads into pre-Curcio. We've talked about it, you know, where it's just a big circle of life. You know, one leads to the next one. It just makes a big circle. So post-Curcio is not the end. You know, pre-Curcio is not the beginning. You know, and Curcio the weekend, you know, is not the ultimate stuff. You know, it all needs to be taken care of. So, you know, we've got to keep that going. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about, and I just lost it, when you get old, that happens. I can't remember what the next thing is that's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And give me a second. I'm sorry. What was I going to talk about, Sid? Seth?
My fourth day.
The fourth day. Okay. Oh, yeah. So, you know, fourth day, you know, is a way of life. Fourth day is, you know, is important, you know, and it becomes, you know, it becomes your way of life. You know, as you lead it. I didn't really volunteer for much of anything as I got into Curcio. You know, like I said, I was sort of pushed into leadership position, you know, being a rector for the weekend. And eventually, somebody was for our school of leaders quit. And they said, go take my place at school of leaders. Well, I thought that was a school for leaders. You know, I'm not a leader. No, you're fine. So I went to School of Leaders, and then the leader of the School of Leaders was going to the secretariat meetings. He quit, and they said, "We need you to go. You know, need to be at the secretariat." I got to go to Seattle for that. I don't want to do that. But I started going to secretariat meetings, and then pretty soon, the leader, you know, our lay director, Jose Blakely, quit. And they said, well, Jose says, we're not going home until we elect somebody to take my place. Well, I want to go home. So it worked out to where we took two people. We had a Hispanic and an English. You know, Ubaldo Luna was the Spanish lay director. And technically, I was the assistant lay director. But I turned into kind of being the English lay director. So, all right, now I'm kind of pushed into this other position. And Don Corrett left, but Don and Bill Kitchen talked me into being on the team, the service team. Yeah, they talked me into being in on the service team. Okay, so I did that. Well, shortly after, Bill Kitchen was the regional coordinator. Shortly after that, Bill moved on up to the national, I knew I was going to come up with this one, and the
National Secretariat.
The National Secretariat, but there's the other part.
Executive Committee.
The Executive Committee. So he got to be part of that, which brought me up, you know, into his old position. I just kept getting pushed up. I met so many wonderful people that encouraged me so much to be part of Crucio and to learn more about Crucio. I never got to meet Eduardo Bonin, but I met friends of his and became friends with those people. And to talk to them, you know, about Eduardo. Juan Reese, the Spanish regional coordinator, he just loves to talk about him. You know, apparently they were pretty good friends. And at one of the meetings, I had dinner sitting next to Juan Reese, and he just enthralled me, telling me all about my mind is just gone. Eduardo, yeah, thanks. Somebody else want to get up here and do this one? Because I'm blowing it. So I got to hear about Eduardo, and it was great. But I got involved with other things. And that's what, I mean, if you don't do anything new, if you don't do anything that puts you out of your comfort zone, one of the things I got called to do was to rate this guy over here. You know, because of the position that I got to be in with the executive committee, I got to rate him, so which is where he gets his pay, depending on how well he got rated. He did okay. And and then I got to be part of the committee to hire the new Nadia. What's Nadia?
Service administrator.
The service administrator. So I got to be on the committee to hire Nadia. Interesting to know that there's this much stuff. It's not just a weekend, it's a whole way of life. And it's wonderful people, it's wonderful things, you know, and you know, you can't bypass this. You know, you can read the books, but until you talk to the people that wrote those books, you know, what do they say about the Bible? That the Bible is boring unless you know the guy that wrote it, you know, like the Holy Spirit. You know, so all these other books, you know, when you get to know them, it just helps. You know, and you think, I don't want to do all that stuff. That's scary. I don't know those people. I don't know how to do these kind of things. You learn, and there's people there that help you. You know, and there's, you know, the meetings just get more elaborate. You get to learn all these, you know, all the things that help you not hate. I'm not sure if I'm saying this right. It helps you to not hate or not dislike Crucio. Crucio has made some changes that, you know, bothered me. But being in the position that I was in, you know, moving up from the cook, you know, to executive committee, I got to understand some things, you know, and understanding, getting the why, you know, understanding, it really helps. It really helps you to feel better about stuff, you know. And when I worked for the government, I helped a lot of people. You know, a lot of people that had hazardous waste programs, you know, air pollution programs, water cleanliness programs, I got to help them. But until they gave me my own program, it wasn't the same. You know, when I was given my own program, you know, I really enjoyed my work. I got to manage the asbestos program out at the shipyard in Bremerton. And with Crucio, when you become more involved, when you get to be able to do stuff, that helps. You know, it helps you to own things. And yeah, not that that made me better than everybody else. I was already there. No, nothing made me better than anybody else, but it helped me just feel better. It helped me, you know, really enjoy what I was doing. And I pray that God opens your lives, opens your schedules, you know, so that you have time to do that. I will pray that God fills your pocketbook so that you have the money to do that kind of stuff, because it, you know, it can cost you some money. But you know, take the chance. You know, volunteer to do stuff. Get to be part of, you know, the committee, the service team. Get to be part of the service team. You know, we need that right now. Region 12 is having a hard time, you know, holding a weekend, because we don't have a complete service team. We don't have a regional coordinator. You know, Seattle, I'm the only person in Seattle. We don't have a school of leaders. We don't have a secretariat. And I was given the honorary title of lay director for Seattle, so that I could try to get stuff done. Because whenever I send out emails to people, they've been away for so long that it's so easy to just say, not yet, no thanks, not me. But we don't want to do that. We, you know, when I found out that Curcio did not need me and that I needed Curcio, things changed for me. You know, it was me that needed Curcio. I thought Curcio was trying to pull me away from all the other things that I had to do. But when I found out that it was me that needed Curcio to give me the strength to try to be a better husband, to give me the strength to try to be a better father, to give me the strength to be a better worker, a better friend, you know, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, the fruits that come from Curcio. And you know, when I found out that that's what I needed, you know, it put a whole new light on my fourth day. And you know, I wanted to make sure that I keep that. Somebody asked me one time, one of the guys from St. Madeline, Sophie. He asked me, he says, how much do you have to hate somebody to not want to tell them about Jesus Christ? And I thought about that, and I thought, because I didn't used to go around telling people about Jesus Christ. If they asked me a question, I'd tell them, but I didn't volunteer it. So I mean, we need to be so excited. The charismatic word, you know, we need to live that. We need to feel that. You know, we need to be so excited that you can't shut me up. You know, and that's what we need to do. And that's what Curcio, you know, our fourth day, gives us to be able to do that, you know, is to help us, to give us the courage, you know, and not just the courage. I got a friend, Al, that I grew up with. When he first became a Catholic, he had the courage. He would stand on a street corner and start spouting. And people would come up and ask a question. He'd go, I don't know. He had the courage, but he didn't have the understanding or the wisdom to finish up on it. So he's getting better, and you know, we all need to get a little bit better. We all need to be able to do that stuff. I never laugh at anybody. You know, the kids in the white shirts and black pants that come to my front door, I always treat them with respect. I always feed them something if I can. I always talk to them, and then I go to the effort to ask them to come to church with me on Sunday. and they have, and I've gone to church with them, so it's interesting. We have to let Curcio change us. We have to let Curcio, you know, improve us, you know, because if I'm just the old dull tool in God's toolbox, I'm not going to get used a lot, you know, and that's what we want. We want to be able to be used. You know, that's what we're here for, is to take care of God's work, you know, and living our fourth day is what we're going to do. And like I said, I just wish upon you the time to be able to do it, and the curiosity. You know, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is wonder and awe. You know, and when you look at Curcio, you know, that's what you need to experience, is the wonder and the awe. Like you're looking in the Grand Canyon from the edge and just go, whoa. You know, that's what we need to do when we start working with Curcio. It's just be amazed, you know, and just want to be part of it, want to learn more about it. Read the books, you know, don't just buy the books, but read the books. And, you know, in the study talk, it's don't just read books, but read the best books. And all the best books say Curcio on them. So make sure we do that. But I thank you guys for listening to me, and God bless you all.
Thank you.